In earlier years, Chiang Kai-shek came to the Jiaobanshan area of Fuxing and admired the natural landscape of Cihu, ordering a retreat to be constructed by its banks. The prominent clan of Lin Bunyuan provided 19 hectares of land around the lake for use in developing the retreat. Based on Chiang Kai-shek's ideas, and with the retired serviceman's engineering agency placed in charge of construction, Cihu Guest House was completed on June 13, 1959. It became a retreat enjoyed by the president and his wife in spare time from official duties, the ideal place to remind Zhang of life in his hometown of Xikou. After Chiang Kai-shek passed away on April 5, 1975, his coffin was placed at the Cihu Guest House, which was renamed the Cihu Mausoleum. It would become a place where people pay their respects and remember the late president. The style of the Cihu Mausoleum can be called a perfect fusion of the brick and tile architecture in the Jiangsu Zhejiang area and the Fujian-style courtyard manner. The ceremony for changing the guards attracts numerous visitors who flock here to take photographs as souvenirs of their visit. On the lawn next to the Chiang Kai-shek Mausoleum is also a small stone statue of a figure bowing. It was given on behalf of the Korean people as a gift in gratitude to Chiang Kai-shek for providing a building in Shanghai between 1919 and 1949 to serve as a temporary office, providing indirect support for the independence of Korea then under Japanese colonial rule.